Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Some language that is in question to some people, and one of the things in that language is called viable. Viable means that it can live outside of the womb. In case you don't know what viable means, okay? So no babies are being taken. If they can breathe life, then they're viable.
This was in the public comment section of the Santa Rosa County Commission meeting, in which they did pass that abortion resolution on Amendment 4, saying that they do not agree with it unanimously, with no conversation other than two members of the public speaking. This was Stanley Gray. The other one was Anna Railing, who had shown up to she was the one who asked for the resolution. What Stanley said there is just plain false. The amendment would protect up until viability. So the woman could have an abortion up until viability. It's worth noting that viability itself is a standard that is not clear. There's a lot of factors that go into viability, and, you know, the definition of it is gray, I would say. It doesn't mean nothing, but it's not obvious. But the amendment would not only protect abortion up until the moment of viability, but it would also protect it when necessary to protect the patient's health as determined by the patient's healthcare provider. And so there you have a variety of more nebulous terms that allow for abortion after the point of viability. It's an or, right? It would allow or when necessary. So, for example, if you had a, presumably because these terms aren't defined, a patient's healthcare provider could be a counselor, therapist, believes that a woman's mental happiness would be threatened by carrying to term, and that person can write an exemption and allow an abortion in the ninth month. You say, well, that's outrageous. And, you know, how do you know that would happen? I don't know what would happen because the amendment's so vague. But the amendment clearly is allowing for exceptions past viability. I'm actually surprised somebody would show up in public and say that's not the case, because that's exactly what the amendment allows. There are other things that come up on this amendment as well. And, you know, one of them is, again, what is a healthcare provider? I have a good friend, Alan Gray, and I keep using his name, Stanley Gray. Stanley is saying that, no, that's only going to be the licensed practitioners.
A healthcare provider is a licensed practitioner. A licensed practitioner is the only ones that can provide health care.
But it doesn't say licensed practitioner. The amendment says health care provider. It's an extraordinarily vague term. Again, one of the problems with this Amendment 4 is it's both strong and vague at the same time. There's no time limit on when you could secure an abortion up till full term. There's no clarity on who's a health care provider or what health means. And so that's just false. There's no sense that this would be limited only to doctors or nurses or something like that. Also,
and finally, the last thing there is the legislature says that minors cannot receive health care without the consent of parents or guardians. In the amendment, it quotes that, as well as saying that this amendment does not change that law. The opponents of this amendment have been lying about it.
Well, somebody's lying, or somebody's not reading it, because what it says is this amendment does not change the legislature's constitutional authority to require, this is a key word, notification to a parent or guardian before a minor has an abortion. Notification and consent are not the same thing. Parental consent is different from parental notification, fundamentally. And so him saying that he's slopping words together here, but it's basically all inaccurate. There was a last thing he said, and I was like, you know, I don't typically pick on members of the public if they show up in a forum, but if you show up and you're wrong and you're strident, you're probably going to catch some attention from me. He added on these last comments about the general inappropriateness of passing legislation on these matters.
When you go to a health care provider, you have to fill out a form. And on that form, you're listing all the things that you, as an individual, have wrong with you or had wrong with you. And there's a section on there. It says, for women only. Now, men cannot fill that part out, can they? Anybody know why? Because it doesn't apply. Amendment 4 does not apply to the men. But Amendment 4 is given everybody in Florida the choice. Men shouldn't have that choice. Think about your choice when you go out and vote on Amendment 4. Because it really belongs to the women, not to the men.
Now we'll talk about this in just a second. John Pickens got traffic on the fire. Because it's a common argument. You hear this all the time, that this is a law men are making to impose upon women what they can and cannot do with their bodies. We'll come back. You know, even the judge in temporarily putting on hold the Georgia six-week ban referred to The Handmaid's Tale. Oh, this horrible, oppressive situation that never existed in reality based on a fictional work that men are oppressing these women. We'll come back to this because this is a common enough expression, and I want to, you know, talk about the reasonability of it or not, as the case may be. John Pickens has traffic on the fives. John?
No accidents to let you know about right now. I-10, just seen a minor backup right around the Highway 29 exit through that construction zone. Also, if you're on 29, right around East 10 Mile Road, you're going to see southbound, you're going to see some delays there. Also, if you're coming from Pace into Pensacola via Highway 90, we've got a disabled vehicle that's causing some delays. The traffic is starting to back up right there at the scenic light all the way. Just, it's backing up. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the pies.
Thanks so much, John. So back to this. This is an argument you hear a lot. And of course, as you're deciding whether to vote for or against Amendment 4, which would, of course, enshrine in the Constitution the right to secure an abortion at any point during pregnancy, fully through viability, and thereafter with the permission of a health care provider based on the health of the mother, undefined terms all. But okay, that's the amendment, right? And lots of things to say about it. But the argument, one of the common arguments you hear is, you know, keep your men's laws off of women's bodies, and men shouldn't be making these rules because it doesn't apply to them, it doesn't restrict them. Now, there's sort of level one, fairly simple ways to respond to this. One that you might say is, well, you know, half of the babies that are aborted are men, so it is a men's issue. Much like, you know, women's control over their own body, half of the babies aborted are women, and so how are you giving them control over their body? But, you know, I get that that's, if you've already decided that you're not going to care about that, that may not be persuasive to you. You also have the issue of course, is it a life? And if it is a life, then every member of the community has an interest in protecting life. You know, just because it's not your family that's being, you know, hurt doesn't mean that you don't have an interest in protecting families from being hurt. And so the notion that it has to, you know, but of course that presupposes that you agree that there's a life in there. And I know that's a point of contention, but this issue of men legislating for women is particularly irritating to me because it's so completely misguided. Here's one way in which it's misguided. If you do surveys, if you look at the data out there, the number of men and women who believe in either pro-life or pro-choice or pro-abortion, very similar. There are loads and loads and loads of pro-life women who oppose abortion. By the way, there are also loads and loads of men who favor choice and abortion. You know, men who like the idea of being able to have sex with whomever with less consequences or a safety net in case contraception fails or they don't want to use it. I mean, I myself, a long time ago, I was very pro-abortion. I wasn't going to have sex with any girl unless she was, you know, willing to have an abortion, because that's what men who want to have sex with women and not have consequences want, right? The men who like to take advantage of women and use them for their bodies like abortion. So the notion that somehow it's men who oppose and women who favor is mistaken. As I said, there are loads of pro-life women. In fact, again, if you look at the numbers, there's just marginally more women are pro-choice than men. It's like 3 or 4%. So actually, lots of women favor this legislation, too. And so this ongoing lie that it's men imposing on women is all red herring and smoke and, you know, designed to make a sort of a gender war between, you know, it's the women against it, which is all nonsense. But even putting that aside, okay, even sort of putting aside the fact that lots of women are pro-life and putting aside this issue of men, just take the basic premise that it only affects women because, which again, men have an interest in reproduction. Men are there to make the child. I mean, there's all kinds. Okay. But just think about the premise. You shouldn't have men making a law that affects women. How do you play that out in practice? And I ask this genuinely because I think pro-choicers never think this through. The principle is that this group of people, A, should not be making a law that affects only people group B. Right? That's the idea. How do you make that work in practice? If the legislature that we all elect meets to talk about laws, and they meet to talk about laws regulating abortion, how do you prevent the men from making choices about the women? Do you only let female elected representatives vote on these matters? And then only the women get to decide? Because that's not the way our system of government is set up. Do you have a separate legislature that is only elected by women in order to rule on issues related to women, and they make all the decisions about abortion? Sort of like you have the regular legislature and then the mini legislature. Do you have one for men? Do you have like a male-only legislature that makes all the rules for the men? And if you're going to have this kind of exclusion based on it doesn't affect meanness, do you have like the laws that affect black people but don't affect white people get made by black people only or white people only, or the property owners don't get to have say in the non-property owners, or the people who drive cars don't get to have a say in the legislators who make laws regarding pedestrians, or that the people who have dogs don't get to make laws related to the people who don't have, or vice versa? I mean, how dare you let non-dog owners or cat people, God forbid, you know, do we have like the dog owner legislature that makes all the laws regarding dogs only? And the cat owner legislature that makes all the, and you know, shouldn't people who don't have children shouldn't be making laws that affect parents, obviously. So we should have the parents only legislature, and we just can have all these different legislatures with all these different demographics to make all the different rules for all the different people that don't want to be put out by laws made by people who aren't in their circumstance. Now, maybe in some theoretical world, you could make that come true. And I will grant there is something a little bit weird, you know, about people who don't pay taxes getting to decide how much people who actually pay taxes should pay. Right? There's a truth in that. If you don't have to live with the consequences of the law, there's something a little bit weird about you being able to make the law. But as a purely practical matter, how do you make this come true? There's no way to do it. Because all sorts of laws affect all sorts of people who are not the people who either elected the leaders to make them or are the leaders who made them. And so this notion that somehow this particular law is so unjust because it affects women that men shouldn't have a say. Again, women are pro-life too. But what is it you're really asking for? You're asking for an impossible scenario built on a premise that cannot work in any real life apparatus. So just, you know, some thoughts about this utter nonsense argument that somehow if you're a woman, you're pro-choice, and if you're a man, you're pro-life, and it's all this ridiculous imposition by these religious theocratic men imposing upon women against their body liberty. I just like clarity. I like clarity. And until you're clear, we can't really have a good conversation. And you might disagree with parts of my argument. That's fine. Feel free to text me, 437-1620. I'm Andrew McKay.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
Do you ever find yourself overwhelmed by anxiety? Proverbs 23:7 says, "For as he thinketh in his heart, so is he." Did you ever notice the three levels in that verse? Thoughts, emotions, and behavior? The verse is saying that our thinking will impact our emotions or heart, and then our behavior when it says, "So is he." Our anxiety problems start with what we think about, and then impact our emotions, and then ultimately determine our behavior. I encourage you to discipline your mind to stop thinking about things that are untrue, unjust, and impure, and start thinking about things that are true and just and pure. You'll find that much of your anxiety will be gone and your emotions will be healthy, and then your behavior will be Christ-like.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
At Acupuncture and Wellness of Pensacola, they know you've heard of acupuncture. But what is it? Acupuncture is a time-tested holistic medicine that can help decrease pain and restore function. They treat patients suffering from chronic back pain, neuropathy, joint pain, arthritis, migraines, and so much more. They can also help with digestive disorders, infertility, anxiety, and depression. To learn more or schedule a consultation, visit awpensacola.com. Acupuncture and Wellness of Pensacola, where a healthier and happier you awaits.
Point!
Hey, you okay? You don't normally miss those shots.
Ugh, I just haven't been as regular lately, and it's making me feel sluggish.
You should try Metamucil. It's been a game changer for me. Metamucil's plant-based psyllium fiber helps trap and remove the waste that weighs you down.
Ace!
You're moving better than you were last week.
Definitely.
Metamucil keeps you moving. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Learn more at Metamucil.com.
Bands on the Beach, presented by the Santa Rosa Island Authority, tonight at 7 at the Gulfside Pavilion on Pensacola Beach. Bring a blanket or lawn chair and relax. Enjoy the beautiful sunset with your favorite bands. It's the Knee Deep Band, a high-energy variety show band with something to please all ages. It's Bands on the Beach, tonight at 7 with the Knee Deep Band.
Get the midday news live with Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins, 11 to 2, before Guy Benson on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Can you remind me what I pay you people for? Honestly, throw me a bone here.
Good morning, 7:26 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Somebody had texted in, so I guess all the law-abiding citizens shouldn't be able to make any laws about the fugitives. No, that's right. I mean, the people who believe in property rights shouldn't be able to make laws about the thieves, because obviously we don't understand their circumstances very well, and people who believe in protecting, you know, life shouldn't be setting laws over murderers, obviously. Only murderers should set the laws for murderers. I mean, you know, this notion that one group of people gets to set the laws that affect them is, it's so ridiculous. And yet you hear it said as if, oh, well, that's a sensible argument. Why, how, you know, how can you even disagree with that? I don't know, because, like, I taught logic for a while. John Pickens got traffic on the five. John?
That's right. No accidents to let you know about, but we are seeing major delays on Highway 90 from Pace coming into Pensacola due to a disabled vehicle. So my advice would be take Avalon if you're close to Avalon to get onto I-10 to come on into Pensacola, because it's backed up basically almost to the construction zone. I-10 eastbound, you're going to see for all the way from Pine Forest through Highway 29. You're going to see major delays there, just the amount of traffic trying to get through that construction zone. Other than that, traffic looks good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the five.
Thanks so much, John. David Wayne's in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
President Biden has approved Governor DeSantis' request for an emergency declaration as Hurricane Milton approaches. The White House also saying that the Federal Emergency Management Agency does have the necessary funding to provide support for Hurricane Milton and still assist with recovery efforts after Helene. Columbia University hoping for some calm today after a couple of different protests yesterday. On the one-year anniversary of Hamas's attack on Israel, pro-Palestinian and pro-Israel protesters were both at the university. And refunds should begin soon for FTX customers. The bankruptcy plan for the collapsed cryptocurrency exchange received court approval yesterday. About $16.5 billion will be paid out to customers.
Thanks so much, David. 437-1620 is my phone number if you want to weigh in on anything. If you're thinking about going back to school or going to school at all, because, you know, you're out of high school, but university isn't right for you. And, you know, PSC, Pensacola State College, has great resources for you if you want to learn a new trade or skill or go back to school for something else, you know, changing careers. An adult learner who never got to get an education because you had to maybe start a family or something like that. Or, as is the case, or personal enrichment, or as is the case with our family, dual enrollment, where you're a high school student taking college courses at the same time, getting credit for both and not having to pay for it. It's a pretty sweet deal. PSC has got all kinds of options for you. My boys, you know, two of my boys went to university, and they had a year and a half of college credit when they got there because of dual enrollment PSC. My third one's in it now. Like, this is, if you, I mean, if you had not heard of dual enrollment, investigate it. It's a great resource for your high school kids. Pensacola, Warrington, Milton Century, South Santa Rosa Center, Downtown Pensacola, and Santa Rosa Industrial Park East. Find out what PSC can do to help you reach your future goals at PensacolaState.edu. 729 on News Radio 92.3, Hurricane Milton continues to re-strengthen again this morning. Do we have it back up at a category? No, 155 as of the latest information, right? But we're expecting it's going to get back up to a Category 5. What, John, you see another number since then?
Yes, I do. Let's see here. It is at 145.
Oh, 145.
That is the 7 a.m. Update. It's gone down just a little bit with the interaction with the Yucatan right there. And but, yeah, it's down to 145. It's moving east-northeast at 12 miles per hour.
But you think with the heat, it's probably going to strengthen
again. With the heat
again.
Of the day, it's going to do exactly what it did yesterday.
And, again, the pressure in the center of the eye is so small compared to – I mean, it's below 9. And, I mean, it's incredibly small. The eye of the storm has been as small as about 3 miles and – you know, we're talking, you know, major power in this storm. Obviously, we're going to watch it intensely as it starts to approach closer to Florida Wednesday night into Thursday.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Hurricane Milton could be Tampa Bay's first direct hit from a major storm since 1921. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis on Fox and Friends.
This is a storm that's going to be hitting sometime Wednesday night, early Thursday morning. The water's already going to be high with the tide. So that's a huge, huge concern.
Storm's about 545 miles from Tampa Bay now, 145 mile an hour sustained winds. The Nobel Prize in Physics is shared by artificial intelligence pioneers John Hopfield and Jeffrey Hinton.
Hinton, who quit his job at Google amid concerns about AI advances, saying he was flabbergasted at the honor. Also reiterating warnings about the impact of AI, which he believes would be akin to the Industrial Revolution, for better or worse.
Fox's Lillian Wu. Supreme Court today hears a case about ghost guns by build-it-yourself gun kits that the Biden administration wants regulated the same as finished firearms. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning. It's 7:31 at News Radio 92.3. Beautiful morning, 68 degrees, clear skies today. Well, people trying to get away from Hurricane Milton finding refuge right here in northwest Florida. Over a dozen counties currently under mandatory evacuation orders on Florida's west coast. Some staying in hotels and campgrounds like the Gulf Pines KOA Holiday Campground in Santa Rosa County. Workers there expect that that will be full by the time the storm makes landfall. Mary Huggins also talked to Channel 3. She manages the Best Western in Navarre and says she's been getting lots of calls from potential evacuees in the Tampa Bay area. She says she has a feeling that hotel will also be full in the next couple of days. Well, two family pets were rescued after a house fire on Edgemont Drive last night. Escambia Fire Rescue says firefighters did respond to this fire about a quarter after 8 p.m. Monday. Firefighters say nobody was injured in the fire, but there were two family pets trapped inside of the home. Both of those pets were rescued and in good health. There's currently no word on damage or what caused the fire. An investigation is ongoing. Hurricane Milton still making its way towards Florida.
Milton is expected to make landfall in Florida by Wednesday night, hitting major population centers including Tampa and Orlando. Florida's officials are preparing for the largest evacuation there since 2017 when Hurricane Irma slammed into the state.
And in the latest update, Milton was a Cat 4 storm with winds of 155 miles per hour, just shy of a Category 5 storm. A surprise development last week in the sale of OLF 8. Local developers Chad Henderson and Ashton Hayward came forward with a new offer for the entire 490-acre property. Commissioner Stephen Barry said he supported negotiating with their group. Commissioners Lumen May, Jeff Bergosh, and Mike Kohler also all agreed on selling the property as a whole. Ashley Hoffberger was announced as the new District 4 County Commissioner, being put into the seat by Governor Ron DeSantis yesterday.
With Outlying Field, I mean, we've been working on that for years. There's been things on the table for months, and we're in the process of negotiating through those things. At the last meeting, they decided to move forward with selling the property as a whole, which I think is the best bet for the county. I mean, the Board of County Commissioners, we're not developers. We're not, you know, we're not contractors. We really need to be selling that piece of property to somebody that can manage all aspects of it.
And the board had previously wanted to hold on to a piece of that property to make sure it would be used to create jobs. Another developer that's been interested in that property is Beulah Town Center LLC. They're also planning to submit a new offer for the entire property. There's two more county board meetings before some potentially major changes to the board after November's election. Well, former President Trump, marking 1 year since the Hamas attacks in Israel, he made a pair of appearances yesterday to express solidarity with the Jewish people. First, he had a meeting in New York City.
October 7th was not just the deadliest day for the Jewish people since the Holocaust. It was not just the worst terror attack since 9/11. It was an attack on humanity itself.
And he then traveled to a property in Miami for a remembrance event and condemned the rise in anti-Semitism that followed the attacks. 735 at News Radio 92.3. John Pickens has our traffic on the fives.
Brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Call them today for all your commercial and premium landscaping needs. Right now, no accidents to let you know about. I-10, I-110 are actually flowing pretty smoothly right now. Still seeing those delays if you're headed in from Pace to Pensacola via Highway 90. Their disabled vehicle has been moved off the side of the road, but it's causing some major congestion backups. Other than that, things look good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you very much, John. Now our Channel 3 weather forecast.
Plenty of sunshine today with temperatures warming up near 86 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 68. For Wednesday, another sunny day with a high near 85. Wednesday night, temperatures dropping near 65 degrees. For Thursday, more sunshine, high near 82, low near 62. Stay connected to Channel 3 News First Warning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
And thank you very much, Brooke. We've got 68 degrees right now across the board. Pensacola, Gulf Breeze, and Milton. Our next news at 8 o'clock. We've got breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. Foxconn Chairman Young Liu said the artificial intelligence boom still has some time to go as AI models are becoming increasingly intelligent. Liu added that progress toward artificial general intelligence can only be a good thing for the AI server industry. Boeing and its largest union said they would continue contract talks today with hopes of ending a strike by around 33,000 West Coast factory workers. The union is seeking a 40% pay raise over 4 years and the restoration of a defined benefit pension that was taken away in the contract a decade ago. The largest regulated water and wastewater utility company in the U.S. has announced it will pause billing to customers after being the victim of a cyber attack. New Jersey-based American Water said it does not believe its facilities or operations were impacted. Futures are slightly higher as oil prices ease. That's Your Money Now.
If you're struggling with ED or your performance is down and your belly fat is growing, listen up. You've got one life. Now is the time to act.
At Wave Men's Health, we're not just healthcare. We're your secret weapon. Don't wait another day. Here's why you need to act right now.
Every moment you delay, your condition could worsen. It's not just about sex. It's about your heart, your relationship, your life.
Wave Men's Health has years of proven results for low testosterone and increasing drive, energy level, and performance. We've introduced ED and enhancement treatments so exclusive, you'll wonder why you waited.
Procrastination is the thief of time. When it comes to your sexual health, you can't afford to wait. Join the league of gentlemen who've walked out of our doors with a swagger.
Call Wave Men's Health at 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. Book your $99 male performance consultation now, including blood work. Call 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. Wave Men's Health, making it happen.
Let's get to the points. MasterCard reward points from Pinair Credit Union. Open a new account today and you can earn 20,000 free reward points in the first 90 days. Use those points for travel, merchandise, even cash back. And with no hidden fees and no balance transfer fees, Pinair's reward MasterCard fits you perfectly. Get started online at pinair.org/creditcards. Subject to credit approval, terms and conditions may apply. Offer available on new accounts only. See website for details.
It's the Always Sunny Show. When you're ready to throw a barbecue, it's Always Sunny's.
Join us on Friday at 9:30 with me, Eldon Scott, to hear about barbecue events in the Pensacola community, win some amazing prizes, and hear from community leaders and how Sonny's Barbecue has built a strong Pensacola for 40 years. Pep Talk with Eldon Scott, spreading the spirit of barbecue far and wide. Remember to tell Sonny that Eldon sent you.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic, but don't have a radio nearby? Then you need to download our new app. With the News Radio Pensacola app, you can get text alerts for breaking news, severe weather, and traffic delays. Plus, customize your alerts so you only get the information you need.
It's easy to sign up for text alerts.
Just download our app, create an account, and select the alerts you want to receive. You can even change your settings at any time. So what are you waiting for? Download the News Radio Pensacola app today and start getting text alerts.
Fortunate last night, I had the phone call, you know, at the midnight hour of another shooting that happened right by Catholic High School in a neighborhood called Bell's Head. And so my plea today is that if you know something, say something. We've had all these killings throughout our community, and not just District 3, but through all five of our districts, and unfortunately, people are not coming forward.
Commissioner May, I feel for what you said with kids, but in the last 24 hours, we had an adult kill someone on North Loop. I talked to the sheriff this morning about something else. We had a homeless shoot another homeless person. That one didn't end up deceased, but it's in the hospital. I don't know what's going on. It seems like the shooting doesn't matter, but I know kids everywhere, so it's going on everywhere.
You heard the county commissioners there, Lumen May first, and then Mike Kohler, District 3, and then District 2, talking about the various murders that we've had in Escambia County. Lots of shootings lately. Sheriff Chip Simmons, who Mike mentioned talking to him, is joining us this morning. Sheriff, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News. Always good to have you, sir.
Good morning, Andrew.
Yeah, it does seem like there's been a lot, and we have more on the agenda for today to talk about these incidents. We talk about each one individually because everyone is an individual case, but as an overall pattern, do you feel like things are getting better? Do you feel like, I mean, what's your sense of this? Because you live it every day, and your deputies and detectives deal with this stuff every day. It feels to me as a citizen like it's not getting much better, but you tell me, what's your perception?
Well, I mean, obviously one is too many, right? When you have these things, and we do investigate them as a one-off type of thing, and we look at those. I had about three or four shootings to talk about today,
yeah.
And all of them but that one is a one-on-one type of thing. It's not a drive-by.
It's not part of a pattern.
Not a random thing. In fact, none of these are random. They're all either acquaintances or spouses in one case that we had overnight. The case that Commissioner May was talking about, we have investigators out. We have several suspects. We're looking into whether that is drug-related. Again, I talk a lot about what the root cause of these shootings are, this violence is, and it is drug-related or is domestic, and that's what you'll see, I think. We do have one where some homeless people got into an argument over a bicycle that resulted in. I think we had one last week that shooting was a result of a cigarette, asking for a cigarette. So those are, that's kind of, those are unique,
yeah.
Is my point. And I will tell you, we go through by statistics, and if you say, well, is it getting better? Our homicide numbers are almost identical to what they were last year.
Okay.
And a couple years ago and a couple years before that. Again, one is too many. We typically go by, are things getting better based on our calls for service? Or are we getting fewer calls? Because you're always going to have these small groups of people that decide they're going to do drugs or rip someone off, or there's going to be some people that decide that in a domestic situation that gun violence is the only way around it.
Yeah.
We had a murder-suicide two weeks ago, where a mother took the life of her small child and then took her own life. So those things are difficult for us to prevent. from a law enforcement standpoint, but the calls for service are down this year compared to last year, and they're down this year. Last year they were down compared to the year before. Mm-hmm. So if you look at the calls, call volume that we're getting, yeah, they're down, not significant, but by a couple thousand calls a year. So you know, if we think that if we continue to push forward with again the boots on the street and getting more deputies on the street, but also the technology and the cameras that we talk about, we've talked about a lot over the last year or so.
Yeah.
I think that that's starting to make having some impact. In fact, later on, I'll discuss the use of the cameras in real time crime center on one of the cases that we've had.
Yeah, and that's something that Lumen mentioned specifically is that you've been real good working with them on cameras and getting more awareness, more patrols in high intensity areas, which we know. I mean, there are certain parts of town that that's where you're going to have more crime. So, what can we do there? Let's talk about a couple of the particulars. This is one that doesn't so much fit a pattern, I guess, but overnight. Out on Pensacola Beach on Via de Luna, we had a shooting.
Yeah, that's what I was talking about, was a domestic situation. Let's see here, it looks like a wife. Who shot who here? Let me double-check my... the victim was shot by his wife during a disturbance. Basically, a man and wife got in an argument at their home, I guess, on Pensacola Beach, or where they were staying on Pensacola Beach. She ends up shooting him. He was transported to the hospital. He's still alive as far as I know, but okay. She was charged with attempted homicide.
Okay.
Attempted murder.
Okay. And then, you mentioned there were several. One was the homeless case where, this is Beggs Lane, right? Fight over bike.
Yeah. Yeah. A guy said he was bugging him a lot. And then he said, the victim allegedly said he was going to go tear up your bicycle. And the one homeless guy shot the other homeless guy, because he was trying to protect his bicycle. We didn't charge him with attempted homicide in that case. I talked to investigators about why. If you shoot somebody, it's uphill battle to get us to not charge you with attempted homicide. You point a gun at somebody, you're trying to kill them. But in this situation, apparently he aimed low and he attempted to not kill him. But
so he missed in hitting.
Yeah, well, he did hit him in a leg or in the lower abdomen.
But I mean, he was trying to miss and he missed missing.
Yeah. Okay. So he's charged with attempted battery. I'm sorry, aggravated battery instead of attempted murder.
You may not be able to answer this question, but is the average homeless person carrying a gun?
I would say no. I'd like to say no. I would tell you that Beggs Lane specifically, if you've been by there, there's a lot of people down there that we do get some calls for service there. And when I say calls for service, they have a stabbing and we have a shooting. This is not an area that's immune to the some of the violence that we've seen. So you can kind of look at these areas of Escambia County, and there's some areas in like the ShotSpotter areas where we have seen a heavier instance of gun violence, and that's why we put the ShotSpotter system there in those 3 square miles. But Beggs Lane is beginning to get more and more violent.
We're talking to Sheriff Chipson. Sorry, I saw the time get a little bit away from me. Let's get traffic on the fives with John Pickens. John?
That's right. We're still seeing some delays on Highway 90 if you're headed from Pace to Pensacola. It's about a 20-minute delay there. Also, Pine Forest on I-10 eastbound from Pine Forest all the way through Highway 29. Expect about a 20-minute delay there. Other than that, traffic's good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. Back to Sheriff Chip Simmons. We also had the one on Fairfield that Lumen was talking about. He called it in the Bell's Head community, where a young man named Stank, I guess is the nickname that he goes by, was shot and killed. Is that right? Who played for Lumen, which a lot of these kids had played for Lumen and CISA. So what happened in that case?
That's what I was talking about. We have basically was out front of the of a residence there, and he ends up getting shot by, it looks like, 3 to 4 people that were in another car. And again, we're looking to see if that was drug related.
Okay.
We're investigating it. We do have several suspects in this case, but we're going to continue with the investigation. And ultimately we feel like we'll be able to make some arrests.
So I do have a question. You made me think of something. I'm always thinking, what do we need to do? Where's the problem, right? What's the problem and how does the problem get fixed? Okay. I can't tell you how many times that we see particularly gang or drug or, young unmarried male, which is very often involved in some kind of criminal activity, winds up being the victim of a shooting, whether they were involved in crime at the time. Typically, yes. Okay. But, and then the family comes on, and particularly mom crying about her baby, her beautiful angel who never did anything wrong. And we show some picture on TV of this person at their very best in life. Do they know that's not true, or do they not know what's going on with their kids' lives? Or, you know, because it feels like there's an unwillingness to accept the reality of my kid is a problem, you know? And if the parents can't even admit the problem, then how? I mean, that's just, I mean, yeah. do they know? Are they lying to me when they're on TV crying, or do they not know, or like willful self-deception?
We're still in the middle of that investigation, so I won't comment on that.
Yeah, and I don't mean that one in particular. It just makes me think in general. I hear this a lot, right? And it turns
general,
out they
know.
Okay.
Here's the thing. They know what's going on. They've known for some time. The many times the victims and the suspects both have extensive criminal felony records.
Yeah.
To include getting shot, shooting at people, all these sorts of things. And I talked a couple of months ago at a press conference I did, and I said, these are the people responsible. These are... there is a personal responsibility here, and the person that's responsible in these situations are the people who's committing the crimes. They're committing crimes, and that leads to an escalation of violence, and then they'll pick up a gun and they'll end up shooting, someone or robbing somebody. And then, like you said, do the parents and the family know? I'm not saying they shouldn't mourn the loss of a loved one. They certainly should do that. But to get out there and pretend like some of these people are angels is just not accurate, and it's. But if you want to remember your loved one that way, that's fine. That's your prerogative. But you're not going to convince me of that, because I know the criminal histories of a lot of people that are involved in these shootings.
I guess
this
isn't
their first crime.
I guess I feel like just one time I'd like to hear a parent say, you know what? Yeah, they were a mess. They were involved in crime. I don't like to say it because it's my kid and I'm in deep, even a bad kid you mourn the loss of. But It's like this constant refrain that, these wonderful, delightful, fantastic, law-abiding, straight-A students just suddenly wound up in the middle of a gang shooting. You know what I mean? And, it can happen, but that's not the norm.
And it gets even deeper than that. Obviously, there are, again, not speaking of specifics, I will tell you that there are people that come to us, family members that do come to us, friends and acquaintances that do come to us, and they say, well, he's going down a bad path, or, he had been, in a fight with these people or those people. So they do know that. The other issue is kind of what Commissioner May was referring to, is if you know something, say something.
Mm-hmm.
Well, so my point is it gets worse than that, because they don't say anything. They won't cooperate. There's video cameras on the house, and we ask if they've got video. No, we don't have video. Have you seen anything? No, we haven't seen anything. Do you know who he's had a beef with or she's had a beef with? No, we don't know anything about anything. Or they just won't talk to us at all. They just go back into their house. So, I happen to believe that they know Junior's involved in bad stuff almost every time. Almost every time.
Mm-hmm.
And then they still refuse to cooperate. So what are you going to do?
I guess I'm just kind of thinking out loud about this for the first time. But, we've recently seen this new use of law to punish the parents of school shooters, who gave them the gun, right, kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just kind of – I guess I'm sort of thinking in that direction is, when will the parents become accountable? And step one is maybe just stop lying, but just that's kind of where my head's at. And I just was kind of bouncing ideas off of you.
No, I mentioned this again a couple of weeks ago. If your loved one comes home with a new car every day, or he's got people that are around the house and they're always carrying guns and they always got money, but they don't have a job, something's going on.
Right.
If you pretend to be oblivious, it's on you. That's your fault. So, there's a lot of merit to what you say, and that these families do know or they suspect something. My heart breaks for the families that call us up and say, hey, I'm having trouble with my son or with my daughter, and I don't know what to do. And we try our best to help them. At least they're trying to help. They understand that this is going to lead to a bad ending. But there are some who just simply try to ignore it or just lie about it.
And to your credit, you do things like the Blazer Academy, and you do community outreach, and you guys just graduated another group last week. So there's a lot of good things being done, and, there's actual positive effort being done to fix it. I just think of, what's the real shape of the problem in some of these families, and, that's it. I did want to not go without asking about this other case, though. I think David Kuker is the person's name, who was inside a car, kind of standing guard at a house or something, and then his friend came over and he shot him through and that's an unjustified shooting, right?
Yeah. He and an acquaintance were concerned about an outside party, and it gets confusing, but an outside party they were afraid of. And so he thought that he would lay in wait basically in the back seat of a car. I think he's at his sister's house, and his acquaintance was on the front porch or in the house, And that acquaintance gets up and says, "Hey, well, I haven't seen him in a while." So he goes over to the car and he shoots him through the back window of the car,
like shooting out of the car.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, from the inside of the car. Yeah. He gets, I'm assuming, startled or whatever, but he ends up shooting out through the window, and there was no reason to. So it wasn't reasonable. We ended up charging him with manslaughter, which is, you know, a death due to gross negligence, action or inaction, and we ended up charging him with that manslaughter. So these are unique. Again,
they are
one-offs.
There's a bunch of them, but they're all weird ones. Yeah,
and all the domestic ones. But I really do believe, getting back to your point, I believe that we are on a good path here. I think that the numbers, again, the homicide numbers are about what they were last couple of years, and not what they were 10, 20 years ago. But also the call volume, again, down a couple thousand here and there, is going to end up making a big difference. The fact that I've been working with the county commission and getting more deputies based upon our increase in our population,
mm-hmm.
And then the basically just the transitions of where people live and what areas people are attracted to, and then I think with the technology and the cameras, I think we're on a good track here. I think you'll see a lot of positive things going on in the public safety realm.
Very good. And just a moment, because I want to just make sure we don't go without mentioning it, but you're preparing another team to deploy if needed to this hurricane, to Milton.
Yeah, we got the call a couple of days ago from Florida Sheriff's Association to let us know what you can deploy, because a lot of teams are just now getting back, as you recall. We've been back for about a week now.
Yeah.
And I don't know if we've unpacked everything, but we just leave it in the truck now, load up the trucks again, because this looks like it's going to be a pretty bad one. And depending upon where it hits, they're going to need a lot of help. I know, you know, Escambia County is probably the farthest away from them.
Right.
But we're gonna go, because again, this could be us next week. It could be us next year. And the partnerships that we have with other law enforcement agencies to help each other out is just tremendous.
And as we're often talking about with the emergency manager folks, you know, it's experience and seasoning, and you know, all of those things contribute to a more effective police force if and when, you know, we have to deal with it ourselves. Sheriff Chip Simmons from Escambia County Sheriff's Office. Sheriff, as always, thanks for the time. Thanks for indulging me a little bit in my kind of, you know, little odd questions today. But, you know, I just think we need to talk about some of this stuff. And sometimes we avoid it because it's uncomfortable. So thank you. I appreciate it, sir.
You bet. Y'all take care.
7:56 here on News Radio. On News Radio 92.3, I'm Andrew McKay. John Pickens has got traffic on the fives. John?
That's right. Brought to you by Barbary Plumbing. When it's time to call a plumber, call the best of the bay winner. Barbary Plumbing at 477-8782. If you're headed to the front gate of NAS, it's backed up all the way to Barrancas. Thank you for the tip on that one. Also, still no accidents to let you know about. The big board is clear. Still seeing delays on Highway 90 heading from Pace into Pensacola. And also on I-10 eastbound, just congestion delays on I-10 eastbound from Pine Forest all the way through the construction zone on Highway 29. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Hi, I'm Terrence A. Gross. As many of you know, I am a local board-certified personal injury lawyer, and I have practiced in this community for almost 40 years. Our law firm handles only people that have been injured due to the negligence of another. Join me this Wednesday at 10:30 on Pep Talk as we discuss all aspects of personal injury law.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Are you a business owner? Do you love sports? I bet your audience does too. What if I told you I could help you reach your audience while they are at a sporting event? Hi, I'm Lexi with ADX Digital, and I can help you connect with your audience. Call 850-262-6000 and build a digital campaign with me today. ADX Digital is locally owned and part of the ADX Communications family, inclusive of Cat Country 98.7, News Radio 92.3, ESPN Pensacola 99.1, and Pensacola's Playlist 94.5.
Hello, my name is Ed Carson. Santa Rosa County is one of the fastest growing counties in the nation, and it's not slowing down. Our parks, roads, bridges, and other community amenities have to keep up. I'm urging you to vote yes for the penny sales tax to replace the current half-cent tax. This will fund essential community improvements, enhance our quality of life, better protect our families, and improve public works. Please go to SantaRosaYes.com for more information.
Political advertisement paid for by Building Santa Rosa Tomorrow Today.
When breaking news hits, we're there to cover it. Fox News, WEAR-TV, and the News Radio team on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Now I know.
And knowing is half the battle.
G.I. Joe!
Good morning, 7:58 here on News Radio 92.3. Oh, I have confirmed Ashley Hoffberger was sworn in yesterday in a private ceremony. She's like, it was me and a rotary and two witnesses. A notary and two witnesses. I said rotary. Yeah, they're going to do the public swearing in on the 17th at 7:45. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Well, James Taylor, Luke Combs, and Eric Church have now all signed up for a Hurricane Helene benefit concert, the Concert for Carolina, set for October 26th. That'll be at the Bank of America Stadium in Charlotte.
You're listening to News Radio 92.3, WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.